Kevin Dodson. They'll go with Kalen Merriweather. Kalen is a senior. Jarrett Spinato, a junior. Titus Eaton. Eaton is a senior. Braden Graves. Graves, a junior. And Cameron Oswald. Oswald is a sophomore. That's the starting five for Coach Kevin Dodson and the East Atchison Wolves. And you heard John make reference to the purple uniforms worn by the Mound City Panthers. I don't mean to sound critical at all. These are our friends. They treat us so very well here, but these are not broadcast-friendly uniforms. They wear purple jerseys with matching purple numbers, not even a different color purple, but the same purple as the jersey, and then a razor-thin yellow outline around that numeral on the jersey number, and just darn near impossible to read.
Yeah, it's interesting.
They could at least wear some red shoes or something here for me, you know, to help out a little bit.
Well, most of the Mound City players you'll know easy enough anyway,
yeah,
I think.
Thank heavens we're familiar with this team. But it is difficult to see those jersey numbers.
Mound City's 2-0 on the year. East Atchison 1-0. The winner here will move on to the championship Saturday night. East Atchison girls are playing that championship right now. I can tell you the consolation game for the girls Friday at 5 o'clock will be Rockport taking on the Maryville JV.
All right.
So we have advanced that far on the girls' side.
John, we've got time for a 60-second break here. Let's take a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the boys' game after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Trust in Rockport and Mound City. Know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. Having the introduction of starting lineups now over our public address system. We've just met the five starters for East Atchison, Merriweather, Spinato, Eaton, Graves, and Oswald. For the Panthers being introduced now, Tubbs, Osborne, Heck, Zembles, and Young. And John, you were right. This gym filled up quite a bit from the last game here for this boys' contest. About 50% filled up across the way. Nice turnout for the second of four games that we have this evening here in Mound City. This is the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. This one and the one over at Beatrice, Nebraska, the Mudecas, a couple of the longer-running tournaments, I believe.
Fairfax
has
been a long time.
They've been going forever, too. So some long-running tournaments. This is the 63rd annual. Ready for boys basketball. Here's John.
All right, stepping in will be Will Young for the Panthers. He'll step in there against Colin Merriweather for East Atchison. Kalen, 6-foot senior, but he's got some springs. So does Will Young. And Will Young will control the tip backcourt to William Heck. Heck coming up the floor, hands off to Tony Osborne. He is at the top of the circle, dribbles, moving left. Pass underneath and a drive along and a pass across the baseline. Back out now to Tubbs. Back to Osborne. He goes down the lane. He floats off the glass. It's up. It's good for Tony Osborne. 2-0. The lead to the Panthers here early on in the ball game. On the right side now with the basketball, it's going to be Cameron Oswald. Oswald way out on the sideline against the man-to-man defense for the Panthers. He'll get the ball to Spinato. Back out to the top, to Braden Graves. Graves with it, looks down to Titus Eaton. He goes baseline. His pass tipped away by Brendan Tubbs. Out of bounds. All right, here we go with the ball. Coming in, it's going to be Jarrett Spinato to inbound it. Spinato lobs it backcourt. Catch made there by Braden Graves. Braden out to Spinato with a three-pointer, and the lead goes to the Wolves. Three-pointer for Spinato. Now here comes Tony Osborne the other way. He'll fire for three on the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Tubbs. Back to Osborne. Drives, pass back out to the top. Swing the ball around the left side to Young. Young with it will give the ball up now to Keaton Zimbles. Now again, Osborne with the basketball. Moves inside, passes the ball off to Brendan Tubbs. The rebound to Spinato. Spinato up the floor on the far side. Pulls up, he looks, drives in. Spins and follow-away jumper up, no good. The rebound picked up by Tubbs. Tubbs will bring it. Mountain City still playing without one starter in this ballgame. William Rother unavailable tonight. Here's Young, a jumper from the base from the free throw line. Up, no good. The rebound off the hands of Mountain City, out of bounds.
Tubbs tried to pull that one in. It got off his fingertips, out of bounds.
All right, inbounding will be Jarrett Spinato. 3-2. The Wolves have the quick lead here early in the ballgame. Bring the ball in the backcourt. Braden Graves up the floor on the left side. Lost the handle on it. Got it back. Pitches the ball away to Cameron Oswald. And we've got a turnover. See, Tony Osborne is drawing some fans from Falls City over here to watch him tonight. Bringing the ball in. That's nice when you get follows from teams that just want to see somebody play, Randy. I mean, Osborne, we don't want to make a big deal. I mean, he's a great player, and he's fun to watch. Here he shoots, he misses, he gets it back, puts it up and in, and the lead goes back to Mountain City now, 4-3. Spinato pushes up the floor, and he knocks down the Panther and will draw the foul on the Panther. I believe that'll be Keaton Zimbles. 21? Yep. His first. And now it'll be Spinato to inbound the basketball from underneath his own bucket. He looks, he lobs it out top. Catch made out there by Braden Graves. Graves comes cross court now for Oswald. Oswald backing up against the man-to-man, and it's a steal by Osborne. He goes up the floor, back over to Zimbles, and a layup at the other end. Keaton Zimbles with two, and it's 6-3 now.
Tony Osborne makes the kids around him look good, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. Not much he can't do. Up the floor, here comes Merriweather over to Spinato for three on the rim. No. Rebound, Merriweather up. No. Rebound, Merriweather up. No. Rebound, had it, grabbing it. Finally, it's going to be controlled by Tubbs. Brendan Tubbs will get it to Osborne. Up the floor, goes right down the middle of the left side, right hand, and lays it up for two more. He's got six, and it's 8-3 Mound City. Spinato cross court with a pass now to Oswald. Back out to Spinato. Spinato with it. And now a dive on the floor. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Who's got it? Timeout. East Atchison to save the possession. With an 8-3 deficit, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4:43 left to play in the first quarter. 8-3, our early score here. Mountain City on top. Bring the ball back court to Jared Spinato, the junior point guard. Up the floor, left side into the game now, Carter Holacek. Inside of the pass, and a quick little reverse for two for Braden Graves. Nice move and a nice entry pass. 8-5 Mountain City. Osborne to the right sideline. Dribbles the basketball. Guarded man-to-man out there. Seesaws the ball back and forth. Now goes cross-court. Whips the ball to the left side. Driving in. Tubbs up with the left hand. Short, no good, but a whistle and a foul will put him to the free throw line.
Tubbs will be at the line shooting two. The foul is going to be on Cameron Oswald. On Oswald, his first personal, first team foul of the half on East Atchison.
Tubbs at the line, fires up the first one, and it won't go. He'll get another one. This is Brendan. second one on the way up, and no, too strong. And the rebound bounces off the backboard, and it ends up with Tubbs again. He can't connect, and now finally the ball controlled by Cameron Oswald for East Atchison. Spinato up the floor. He goes around a defender, whips the ball out to the right side to Holacek, and now it comes over to the near side to Oswald. East Atchison going to the north basket, right to left as we look at it here in the first half tonight. Pass the ball to Merriweather. The ball is tipped, and I'm thinking Mount City touched it. Yes, they did. Into the game comes
24?
Not on my program.
No.
Well, let's see. Got it. Here, I'll let you look at that one, see if it's on there. Come the other way. Here's a drive. The ball to the left side. And now with it will be Holacek. He'll give it down the middle, down the lane with the left hand. Up, no good for Titus Eaton. They don't have it either, huh?
Nope, no 24.
Well, we got one more hope here.
Well, I'll put him down here on the bottom. At the free throw line, John, you've got Braden Graves now shooting two. First one is short off the front of the rim.
Braden with 2 points in the ball game, looking for number three here.
Second shot for Graves is up. This one is off also. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to Mound City, but they stepped on the baseline, and that'll turn the ball. Tubbs came down with it, but had his foot on the baseline, John.
Quentin Brand and him ran into each other.
You find a 24 there?
I do not find a 24 anywhere.
Nowhere in the program?
No.
For the
I've got either. Three programs, and he's not on any of them. So, okay. Well,
we'll pencil him in. And
bring the ball in, out top to Holacek. Holacek now to the right side with it. Spinato pass the ball off there to Titus Eaton. Back to Spinato, and his shot rejected by Tubbs from behind, but they're going to call him for a foul. Whenever you block a shot from behind, a lot of times it's just a bet. Even if you make a clean block, you could call, and that may be what happened there. Tubbs first, team foul number two. Spinato at the line has three, looking for four, and in and out, no good. What did you do to the Wolves last night? When I left, they were down by 8, and they ended up winning by...
They were up by almost 20,
weren't they, at one point?
They were a ball team in the third quarter when they came out after the halftime break.
Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed up by the Wolves. And now Spinato in the right corner. A long three on the rim goes up and hit the support above the backboard. Out of bounds it goes, and it will be Mound City ball.
There's Cameron Oswald back into the lineup. Also, Braden Graves checking back in now, having a seat. Kalen Merriweather also sitting down is our 24.
Gavin Salisbury comes into the ballgame now in place of Brandon Tubbs. Osborne all the way up, off the glass. It's good. He stopped about 6 feet short, popped it, and got fouled, and will go to the line for a three-point opportunity. Ooh, not sure.
Titus Eaton, maybe? Nope.
14, okay.
Braden Graves called for the personal, his first, team foul number two.
Osborne with the bucket and Osborne with the free throw, and it's now 11-5. He's got 9 of the 11 for Mound City. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Spinato through traffic, and he will be fouled.
He's probably so quick here, John, when he comes down through there.
Trevor Tubbs with the foul, his first, team foul number three. Here comes Brendan Tubbs back off the Mound City bench. Spinato at the line to shoot two more. It's up. It's good. So Tubbs for Tubbs here. Brendan back in the ball game. Once again, Jared Spinato ready. Up. Good. It's now 11-7. Mound City with the lead. Inbound the ball. Osborne up the right side. Pulls up for three, and it's in. That one went around and around, and down it went. He's got a dozen here in the first quarter.
It'll be fun to see what he's able to do with a career at UNO.
Here's a steal by Will Young. Across he goes and off the glass. The basket good for Tubbs. That was Brendan Tubbs with the bucket. Here's a steal by Osborne. He'll go across to Young, and a lob for Osborne. And the alley-oop pitch lays it off the glass for two more. Those two classmates play well together. Up the floor now, an 18-7 lead for Mound City. And Will Young He can do it at both ends. He blocks the shot attempt put up there by Braden Graves.
Into the ball game now is Keaton Sebels back onto the lineup for Mount City.
All right, Spinato to inbound the basketball. All the way out top to Kaelin Merriweather. He'll get the ball up there to Carter Holacek. And an offensive foul underneath on East Atchison on Merriweather. Kaelin picked up the foul. You know, things you remember from all these years of doing games. The young man at Johnson Brock, Randy, he went, I think he played at maybe Kearney, made a great catch in a football game years ago, and I can't think of his name to save myself right now. And I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
But his catch he made over the shoulder at Johnson Brock years ago and the one that Willis Young made last year. Here's a three ball in and out for Osborne. It won't go, and the rebound, so he fell down. Holacek got it. He slid backwards for about 3 feet. He passes the ball forward, and a long three ball for Cameron Oswald. And he points over to the Mound City student section. Here's a dribble and a drive, and two more points for Tony Osborne as he heads to the hole, and he got fouled again, a chance at a three-point play.
Osborne is as close to unstoppable as you're going to see. Cameron Oswald is called for the foul on Cameron. That'll be his second personal, team foul number four, and Oswald at the line for the and one.
Free throw up, and he missed one short, and the rebound is grabbed up by Holacek. Cut up the floor, off it goes Spinato. Now over to Merriweather. Kaelin thinking about it, but he is way outside there. He'll give the ball up across court to Oswald. Cameron holding it, looking, drives into the shot. Here he goes, and the paint up, no good. Rebound grabbed up there, and Mound City on the run. Osborne backs up, passes off to Young. He'll fake it. He'll drive the pass across the floor now to Keaton Zemels. Back to Osborne. From 10 feet, it's up, it's down. He's got 18 here in the first quarter. A minute five to go. Here's a ball tipped by Will Young. He steals it. He gives it back to Zemels. Now to Osborne. Back to Will Young on the left side. Now Osborne down in the left corner. Dribble drive on the baseline. Goes across. You know, you can't say he's selfish with the ball. He keeps throwing to his teammates in good spots.
He definitely plays well with others.
Yeah. Willing to give the ball up whenever he sees somebody's got an easy bucket.
William Heck back in the lineup now for Mount City, John.
Panthers are playing 7-8 players here early on. Osborne will trigger it in. He'll get the ball in there to William Heck. Heck moves across the left side. Back to Tubbs. Brendan moves left side into the paint. Runs into Merriweather. The ball is loose. And now back out to the top, Will Young. Spins it back. He'll give the ball up there to Keaton Zemels. He'll fire off the mark. No good. Rebound caroms off to Braden Graves. Up the floor now. Spinato cross court. Holacek in traffic. Did he get fouled? He must have. Thought they might call him for traveling, but he got a little assist there on that one by Brendan Tubbs. He picks up his second foul. Team foul number four. Here comes Quentin Brandon back in, the 5'10 junior. Tubbs will sit down. 28 seconds left here in the first quarter. 22-10, Mound City with the lead. Spinato to Merriweather, out top between the circles. Holacek back over Spinato in the paint, floats it up, in and out, no. Merriweather gets down and gets the tip. Kaelin Merriweather with it. 22-12, and Osborne will walk it up the floor with 13 seconds to go. Stops, dribbles, looks, makes a move to a double team across court. Over it goes to the left corner. Three ball up and down. It goes for Quentin Brandon. And that will end the first quarter. Mound City 25, East Atchison 12. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Or degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to the second quarter of action here. 25-12 the score. Mount City with the lead. Of those 25 points, Tony Osborne has 18 for the Panthers. Basketball will belong to East Atchison. The inbound pass comes into Brayden Graves. Graves guarded one-on-one out here closely by Zimbels. Top of the key. Pass comes up to our 24 that we've got. Now on the left side, Graves trips into the corner right side. Long three. Deep corner right. Baseline doesn't go. Wagner putback doesn't go. Shot is blocked away, and coming up with the ball is Titus Eaton at the top of the key.
Will Young again.
Titus Eaton on the dribble, trying to go down that right sideline. He'll be fouled, I believe. Getting him over there, was that Brandon?
I went out to wait. Who's in there? Three or four?
Three.
That's going to be on Brandon. Yeah.
All right.
Team foul number five on Mount City, number six. On Mount City.
Again, 25-12 your score, just underway here in the opening seconds of this second period. The inbound pass comes into Jarrett Spinato. Spinato on the dribble to the right side to Titus Eaton. Down in the corner, Merriweather. Merriweather looks for Graves in the paint. Nothing there. Trying to find the cutter. Back up to Spinato out on the right elbow. Titus Eaton cuts through the lane. No passes there. Spinato comes up, ball stolen away, all the way in, driving off the glass, up and good for Tony Osborne, and he'll be fouled.
Well, they tried to commit the foul before he got the shot off, and I think perhaps it was very close,
yeah.
But they're going to count the bucket and put him at the line again.
Osborne at the line, he's one out of two from the free throw line so far tonight, has 20 points already at the 7-11 mark of the second quarter. That foul.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. Me too. Osborne at the line here. The and one shot is up short off the rim, but the rebound comes down to Young. Back out to Osborne for three. Got it. Tony Osborne, 23 points, I believe.
Yeah, that foul was called on Cameron Osborne, his third.
Time out on the floor. We'll step aside. Be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
John Nixon, if we see many more ball players like Tony Osborne, I'm going to have to revamp my 20-year-old score sheet here.
Yeah.
There just
isn't
enough space for that type of a performance.
Yeah.
Here's the inbound pass. Tossing the ball inbounds. They get it into Titus Eaton. Eaton gives it right back to Merriweather. Full court pressure now by Man City. Ball stolen away in the paint. Will Young, fall away shot up off the rim.
Oh, my.
Try for tip in, wouldn't go. Try for put back up and good. Getting the
Brendan.
Put back was
Brendan
Tubbs. Tubbs with the put back.
That
blue
dunk
shoot.
Attempt was Osborne.
Yeah, boy, it was up there and couldn't quite get it to fall. There's Merriweather with the ball to Graves on the left wing. Into Spinato. Spinato, spin move in the paint, couldn't get it. He traveled. Yeah, you had to see that athleticism as Oswald left the floor out near the free throw line, flew into the area of the basket and tried for the dunk there.
Well, we have a break tonight because William Rother is not playing. He's a normal starter, but we can use his line for Osborne if we need to.
Tubbs kicks it out to the left side. A long three that's up and off no good. The rebound brought down by Carter Holacek. Holacek gets it to Spinato. Spinato still in backcourt, almost tied up. Gets rid of it. Now a timeout's going to be taken here by East Atchison. 6:17 to play in the second quarter. 32-12. Mount City up by 20. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com, or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit nemahacountyhospital.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. 6:17 to play here in the second period. 32-12, a 20-point lead early for Mound City. Titus Eaton to inbound it. Gets the inbound pass into Holacek. Holacek gives it back to Spinato. He works to the left side of the lane, kicks it down to Braden Graves, left wing. Back to Holacek between the rings, top of the circle. In the paint, Holacek has the ball stripped away. With it is Brendan Tubbs. Tubbs feeds it left side. Osborne lays it in, up and good. Osborne with 25 points in the ballgame. 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Spinato behind the back dribble. Kicks it to the right side. At the free throw line, lob pass into the corner. That's Titus Eaton with the basketball. Oh, Eaton made a spin move to the bucket. Goes up with a shot that's blocked away. Whistle on a foul, probably on Will Young.
Will has a guilty look.
I think it is.
It is. 22, his first. I've got team foul number 6. The board says 7. I'm missing one somewhere. That's okay.
I only have 6 also. Titus Eaton at the line shooting 2 shots. The first one is up. Off, doesn't go. They'll have another attempt coming here. Mound City just kind of blown this thing open here. Up 34-12 already. Second shot is up and good for Titus Eaton, the senior. He made 1 out of 2. That's his first point. And Oswald will bring the ball. Osborne will bring the ball up. Tony Osborne across the timeline. Works one-on-one with Grace. Pulls up for a 3 and got it. Holy cow. How about that?
That one was pretty dead on, wasn't it?
28 points now. Here's in backcourt against full court pressure. They get it to Titus Eaton across the timeline. He goes into the corner, gives to Spinato. Spinato up top. His pass comes down to Holacek. Holacek loses his dribble, beats Merriweather in the paint. Merriweather kicks it out in the corner, Braden Graves. Graves looks inside. Holacek shot up and off, no good. Try for tip-in, doesn't go. We're going to have a foul over the back here called on East Atchison.
We're talking about all the points and all the offense, Randy, but what we're overlooking, Mount City's defensive effort is outstanding.
Yes, it is. I think Merriweather got called for that one. They haven't posted it yet. Yes, it is. On Merriweather, that'll be his second personal. Team foul number 6. Mound City with the basketball.
Osborne will sit along with William Heck. Trevor Tubbs will handle the ball now, back in the ball game.
This is Trevor on the right side. His pass comes over to Salisbury. Salisbury across to the left side.
Quentin Brandon out there, too.
Now the ball tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Merriweather. He touched it last. It'll stay with Mound City. So here on the near side, I've got Trevor Tubbs in the ball game now. My point guard is Quentin Brandon. He's got black shoes. Everybody has purple numbers. They've got me seeing purple tonight. Brandon inbounds the ball. Just at the top of the key. Working the right side of the lane. Salisbury. No, in the corner, that's the Tubbs. This is Salisbury with the ball. Across court to the near side. There's a 3 on the way that's off the rim. Doesn't go. Put up by Quentin Brandon. Rebound the other way. Fast break Spinato for the driving layup. Doesn't get it, but he'll be fouled. And Spinato will be at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots for East Atchison.
Spinato did a good job forcing the action and drawing the foul there on Quentin Brandon, which will be his second foul.
So Spinato at the line. He is 2 of 4 from the line so far tonight, has 5 points in the ballgame. Jarrett Spinato here shooting 2 shots. The first free throw is up and off. Hit the iron. Bounced off to the left side. He'll get another attempt. 4:32 to play here in the second quarter. 37-13. Mound City with the lead. Spinato's second shot is up. It's good. He got the roll on that one. He's got 6 points now in the ballgame. Pressure being applied by East Atchison. Across court, Salisbury puts the pass. This is Tubbs inside the paint. Back to Salisbury in the corner on the right side. Waiting for the spin move. Handling the ball here is Will Young. Young with a fall-away jump shot up and good.
Will Young with his first 2 points of the ballgame. That was a smooth-looking stroke.
Yes, it is.
Driving layup from the other end. Put up, but a whistle. Holacek wants the shot. They're going to say he traveled, I believe. Titus Eaton back into the lineup. Tony Osborne, after a brief breather, he's right back onto the floor. Osborne checks in. Will Young will set down and take a breather. 4 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the second period, 39-14. Expected this to be a little tighter ball game after the way East Atchison played in the second half last night. They showed some nice talent last night in that second half. It's down big here. Salisbury feeds it underneath to Tubbs. Tubbs' shot is up. Try for follow shot. Putback is up. Got it.
That was Trevor Tubbs, Randy, number 11 on the bucket.
Trevor Tubbs on the putback, and Trevor will be at the free throw line where he'll have the and one coming.
Titus Eaton with the foul, his first.
And that would be team foul number 7. This is the and one coming up here now for Trevor Tubbs, 5'11 junior. Free throw is up off the rim. Titus Eaton with the rebound. Out to Spinato. Spinato down court, pulls up on that right wing, was thinking about it. His pass comes up to Holacek. Holacek works one-on-one with Salisbury. Holacek driving floater, layup, good. He'll get it and draw the foul. Nice move there by Carter Holacek for his first 2 points of the ball game. He'll have the and one coming.
Called that on Gavin Salisbury, his first, team foul number 9 on the Panthers now.
Free throw is on the way up and good for Holacek. Down court will come with the basketball. Jump shot on the left side, doesn't go, tipped around, rebound brought down Mound City, now stolen away by Spinato. Merriweather has it on the floor, tries to give it up, moving back to the basket, driving, lay-in up, wouldn't go down for Brandon. Clinton Brandon, and now the rebound. Back the other way is goes Graves. Graves with a driving layup, fast break. He couldn't get it. Rebound, Mound City. Oh, look at this. Way out ahead of everybody is Tubbs off the glass. Oh, missed it. Uncontested. Driver tip in. Put back Tony Osborne.
He had two chances at it. He got it on the second tip. He's got 30.
Osborne with 30 points already. 3:59 to go. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Kalen Merriweather gets the lay-in and draws a foul, and we'll put Merriweather to the line where he'll be shooting the and one. Who'd they tag?
Well, they haven't yet.
Still waiting?
Four. Number 4, Brendan Tubbs picked up his third foul.
All right. Oh, boy.
Oh,
a whole
15.
Bunch more new purple numbers in here.
Chance Summers checks in for Mound City. William Heck back in the ballgame. Osborne stays in. Young stays in. Keaton Zembles is in.
And at the
Summers.
At the free throw line, Merriweather, shot is on the way, up and good. Merriweather hits the and one. He's got 5 points, 43-20. There's a jump shot from the right side for 3 off the rim that doesn't go. That shot was put up by Will Young. Graves with the rebound, down court with the basketball to our infamous 24 here. 24 on the right side. Fall away jump shot doesn't go. Rebound. Mound City pushing it all the way into fourth court. Comes Tony Osborne. Here he comes. Osborne goes around. Makes it up. Off the glass. He makes that look so easy.
That's the way you played, wasn't it?
Yeah.
High school?
In my dreams. Spinato with the basketball at the free throw line. Kicks it into Graves. Graves goes for a lay-in.
Oh.
That's up and won't drop for him. But he'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots.
Look,
Brayden Graves shooting 2.
Looked good for a minute. Chance Summers, the 6'7 junior with the foul, his first.
So at the free throw line, Brayden Graves, he's 0-for-2 from the line so far tonight, has 2 points. Here he's shooting 2 shots. This one is short, hits the front of the rim, bounces off. He'll have another attempt coming. 2:16 to play in the first half. It's 45-20. Mound City with the lead. Brendan Graves, second free throw attempt is up.
Whoop.
This one is off also, but
Chance got a quick step in there.
A little lane violation. We had a couple of those in the girls game earlier that kind of went overlooked.
Yes.
Here we go. They'll try it again. He gets a second attempt. Shot is on the way, up and good. Chance to shoot 3 to make 2 there, and he got one of them. 2:13 to go, first half, 45-21 in the paint. Fall away, Will Young couldn't get it. Rebound, Spinato. He's got Graves out ahead of him. Graves for the layup, couldn't get it. Rebound, Mound City, down court.
Oh.
Here's Will Young. for the lay-in. I thought he was going to slam dunk it for sure. And Young just lays it off the top of the glass, very gently dropped it in the hole. 47-21. Spinato to the right side finds Graves. Graves on the baseline, driving lay-in up and good. Braden Graves is a good basketball player. He moved right to the hoop there very aggressively. Inside the paint, driving. They kick it to the corner. In the right side is Zembles. There's Osborne with the ball. Again, gives it to Young. Back to Osborne. Driving way up. Boy, Young and Osborne, what a team those guys are. On the other end, Merriweather's shot is up. Whistle and a foul. And we'll put Kalen Merriweather at the line where he'll be shooting two shots now for the Wolves.
Will Young with the foul. Will picks up his second foul.
So at the free throw line, Kalen Merriweather, he has 5 points. He's one out of one from the line so far tonight. You're shooting two. Merriweather's first free throw is up, and it comes up short.
You know, the only thing that we've seen in the last 4 years we could possibly pick on Tony Osborne about is he sometimes gets himself in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
He's an aggressive ball player.
Yeah. No foul so far.
Kalen Merriweather has another shot coming here. Second shot is up. It is off also. Missed them both. Rebound for Mound City. They give it up court across the timeline. Top of the key, that's Osborne, and this one didn't go. Rebound brought down by Merriweather. Outlet pass to Spinato. 1:05 to go here in the second quarter. This is Titus Eaton dribbling into traffic. Eaton kicks a pass out into the corner for an open look three that doesn't go down, put up by Holacek. Rebound to Mound City. On the other way, driving lay-in. Is that Young?
That was Young.
Will Young.
Talk about the pass. Last two assists on Young's basket have been to Osborne.
Yes. All right, underneath the bucket, top of the key, Titus Eaton for three. It's off, no good. And the rebound to Mound City. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Oh, all the way down the court. Shot is up, off, won't drop for Keaton Zembles. What a job, though, by Osborne to distribute the ball from full court.
There's a steal.
Here we go the other direction, another steal. This is Young with it. Will Young at the free throw line. Open look for the right side, up and off, no good for William Heck. Now there's Osborne for three. He got it.
37.
37 points
wow.
In the first half, guys. There's a steal. Tip back. Heck takes it in all the way for the lay-in off the glass. Up and good. At the half, 56-23, our halftime score. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. Be back after this 2 minute timeout with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring wrap on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. It's halftime. The Mound City Panthers leading the East Atchison Wolves 56-23, our halftime score. And it's time now for the halftime scoring wrap-up, brought to you by Arm Brewster Motors in Falls City. If you've been in a fender bender, need a touch-up paint job, or a tow-in, Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City has you covered.
In the first half for the East Atchison Wolves, the scoring column looks like this. Kaylin Merriweather has 5 in the first half tonight. Carter Holacek has 3. We have 7 for Jared Spinato in the first half of tonight's ball game. Titus Eaton has 1. Braden Graves has 5 and 3 points for Cameron Oswald for their total of 23 points. 12 in the first quarter and 11 in quarter number 2. For the Mound City Panthers tonight, the scoring goes this way. Quentin Brandon with 3 in the first half. Brandon Tubbs has 4. Trevor Tubbs has 2. William Heck has 2. Keaton Zembles has 2. Will Young has 6 in the first half. And Mound City senior Tony Osborne in the first half of tonight's ballgame, he put in a cool 37 points in the first half of the ballgame. Randy, that's an impressive, impressive number.
And he sat on the bench part of the first half.
Yeah, a little bit during that second
probably
quarter.
Probably 2 or 3 minutes on the bench.
It's an impressive show, certainly.
John, before we break here, I'd just like to take in a moment to acknowledge the passing of a very good friend. Our Auburn listeners especially will be familiar with the name Dale Thomas. Dale Thomas, a very familiar sports voice around southeast Nebraska. In recent years, he's been serving as a public address announcer at Peru State Football. Dale passed away, and we want to send out our thoughts and sympathies to his wife, Susie, and the entire Thomas family. Dale Thomas passed away this morning in Auburn, and he will certainly be missed. We'll step aside now and take a 2-minute timeout, check in with your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we're back with third quarter action. You're listening to live coverage of the 63rd Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative markets.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Looking for lending partners that aren't afraid to get their boots dirty? Then talk to our ag lenders here at the bank. Our lenders know ag, and they're local. Because we make our decisions locally, you'll get quick answers on your loan requests. Stop by to talk or call to schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Located in Falls City and Stella.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll continue to see warmer temperatures tomorrow due to the ridge of high pressure situated over most of the Midwest. As we go into Friday, however, we're going to start to see a noticeable cool down as we have a low pressure system moving into our area. This will give us a trough of low pressure and therefore some cooler temperatures associated with it. Your forecast for this evening shows mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-40s. For Thursday, lots of sunshine and a jump in temperature of 10 degrees as we have a high in the upper 70s. Temperatures will fall throughout the afternoon down to the mid-60s due to the low pressure system entering our area. As we go into Friday, we'll see sunny skies and a high in the mid-60s. And for the weekend, we'll see sunny skies on Saturday with a high around 50, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high around the mid-50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again inside Mound City High School here in Mound City, Missouri. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon as our live coverage of this 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Tournament continues. It's halftime. The Mound City Panthers are leading the East Atchison Wolves 56-23, our halftime score. In that first half, you heard Tony Osborne scored 37 points. John, talk about the game record.
Well, as I understand it, it's 51. He set that last year at the Stanbury Tournament. Tony Osborne did 51 in one game. He's got 37 now. It's simply a matter now is if the game, what do we got, a 33-point lead, how long will it, Coach Ryan Osborne leave him in the ball game? You got a long season to go. You got a championship game, it looks like, on Saturday night. But an opportunity to get to set the school scoring record, they don't come along very often.
He only needs 14 to tie it.
Panther ball, take it inside, and we've got a traveling violation call. They went into Brendan Tubbs. Brendan got double-teamed in the lane in there trying to get away, but traveling violation against the Panthers. Bring it in for Spinato. Jarrett, 5'6" junior, coming up the floor. Now he'll go off to Kalen Merriweather. Merriweather to Titus Eaton. He's back to Spinato, and we've got a foul, I think, away from the ball here. Fourth. And Brendan Tubbs just picked up his fourth foul. Randy, we've watched East Atchison. They've had a super football season again this year. Kalen Merriweather, I believe, four-time All-State linebacker.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have to do that. He turns it over. He thought it was going to be over and back. It wasn't. Driving in. Osborne gets the basket. The assist that time will go to Keaton Zembles. That's 39 for Osborne. Merriweather tried to steal it. It was knocked away from him. Here's a steal. Osborne on the run the other way. They go back to him. He's in the paint, and it won't go off the glass, but he's going to be at the line. Shoot a couple of free throws. Here is Titus Eaton. Well, basically, Titus couldn't get out of the way that time.
Yeah, Titus Eaton will get called for the personal, his second personal. Team foul number one of the half. At the free throw line, Tony Osborne.
Osborne sets himself. The senior fires the free throw. It's up. It's good. And that's 40.
And we haven't played a minute yet here.
No. Ready to go again. Up. And no, he's missed three free throws, I think, tonight. But Kalen Merriweather, as I said, a four-time All-State linebacker. Good fullback for this team in football this year. Good athlete on the basketball floor. Here's Spinato with that floater up. No, Merriweather, the rebound off the glass. No, a tip by Merriweather. Up and good.
Yeah, I called a couple of their games this year, John, and Merriweather and Spinato, that's about all you needed to know.
Osborne, triple on the way. Too strong. Rebound to Mound City. Grabbing it up that time was Keaton Zembles. He'll get it away to Young. Into the paint, Osborne. Deep, now gets the ball away to his teammate and driving with the left hand on the right side off the glass. That's a tough shot. William Heck just knocked down. 61-25 Mound City. Osborne went for the steal, came up empty. He's got to know he's on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Playing in this game, I'm sure, tonight. Up the floor, it comes. Backcourt to Spinato on the inbound pass. Jared up the floor to Eaton, knocked away from him, and the ball stolen. They get the ball away to Heck. Heck to Osborne. Oh, wide open to the basket, and he dunks it home as the defense left him that time.
Bob, you don't get out of the way, you get hurt.
Well, yes, that's 42. And now the ball knocked loose. It's going to be off East Atchison. It's going to be Mound City basketball. Yeah, I looked at here, Coach Ryan Osborne. He's just torn. He's the head coach. He's Tony's dad. That's got to be tough. Well, do I let him in or not? I don't want to embarrass our other team here. 63-25. Will Young lifts it up. 10-footer on the right side. Up and good.
Young's got 8 points now.
Now, see, they're playing a good ball game regardless of what Tony Osborne is doing. The rest of the team is doing pretty darn well. Spinato to the front court. Take the ball off to Merriweather. Kalen looking. His pass attempt. Knocked or kicked out of bounds by Will Young. Here comes Quentin Brandon, Trevor Tubbs, and Gavin Salisbury.
Tony Osborne will leave the ballgame.
So he goes out at the 5:44 mark of the third quarter.
Elvis has left the building.
Yeah. Eaton with it, right side with a basketball. We figured it out. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Coach Josh Peterson, I sent him a text and said, hey, who is this number 24, Randy?
Yeah.
And he finally saw my message and brought it to us. All right, here we go the other way. And now it's going to be Merriweather down the lane in traffic. It's up. It won't go, but a foul on one of two Mound City players. I wonder which one they're going to get.
Well, we'll see and pick them here. Looks like the foul is going to go on Quentin Brandon.
His third.
Yeah, Brandon picks up his third.
5:22 to go here in quarter number three. At the line once again, Kalen Merriweather. He spent a good bit of time here tonight. Up, no good. He's now one for four. I guess I'd have been there more than that. 7 points in the game. Eaton comes out of the ball game, replaced lined up by Carter Holacek, a 6 foot senior. Free throw up. Free throw is no good. The rebound picked up by Salisbury.
That is Eaton with that full beard. Looks like he should be the bus driver.
It looks like Abe Lincoln with that beard.
Yeah.
Here's a three-pointer, a long one. It's up and no good, but a follow-up. The first one put up there by Quentin Brandon and calls into the hands of Will Young, who's in double figures with 10. Down the lane, Spinato elevates it up. No good. Rebound brought down and handled by Trevor Tubbs. Trevor pushing on the right side, cuts to the middle, into the lane. Tried to pass it out to the side, knocked away, but he gets over to Salisbury. Back it goes to Brendan Tubbs. He's got four fouls, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Spinato with a steal at the other end. He's going to take it the length of the floor and lay it up and in. Jared Spinato, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 8 for him. Only a second field goal. Two-pointer and a three-pointer. Will Young at the line. Now Young cross court. Spinato went for the steal, came up empty. Salisbury with it will hand the ball to Brandon. Quentin back to Will Young. And now Will Young backs up beyond the three-point line, passes left side to Quentin Brandon. Ball's batted around, saved in, and now taken away by the Wolves. And a layup breaking away at the other end. Two-pointer for Braden Graves. He's got 7. Halfway through quarter number 3. And now a three-pointer on the left side corner. Up, no good by Quentin Brandon. Follow-up, no good by Trevor Tubbs. Merriweather on the run. Flies by everybody. He gets way up in the air. He's got 9 on the layup. 67-31. Take the ball inside. Ball knocked loose by Kalen Merriweather out of bounds. And Mound City is doing this without William Rother, one of their normal starters.
Osborne back in the lineup now, John.
3:32 left here, third quarter, 67-31. All right, inbounding will be the Panthers, bringing into Osborne. Left side corner, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound, Merriweather had it knocked loose. He got it back. He heads for the hole, and he lays it up again. He not only jumps well, he's fast with the basketball. Coming the other way now. Osborne breaks to the hole. Pull-up 10-footer. Got that one to go. I'm going to start a new line down here.
I've already started a new sheet.
44. I brought a notebook if you need it. 69-33. 3 minutes to go. Now with it. Spinato holding the basketball. Looking back out top with it. Holacek. Down low on the baseline there for Cameron Oswald. Working the ball out to the top. Holacek looking there for Colin Hedlund. Can't get in the ball and walking through the lane and getting fouled. That was a pretty accurate description, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I thought it was.
Very descriptive.
Foul will be called on
Chance Summers, I think.
Chance, yes, 15, his second. Team foul number 3. Free throw on the way up and no good for Braden Graves. He's got 7. He's 1-for-4 at the free throw line tonight.
Back onto the floor comes Spinato. Also, Titus Eaton back out on the end of the contest.
2:44 left in the third. The lead is 36 for the Panthers. And Summers had it. Lost. Osborne tipped it first. Couldn't hang on to it. And now it'll be East Atchison basketball underneath their own hoop here.
I wonder if I brought a white paintbrush with me Saturday if they'd let me just work on the surface a little. I try and do it neat. I can color inside the lines.
Yeah. Eaton, right side, beyond the arc, gets it out. Holacek for 3, short, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. I thought perhaps in that big kit you carry, maybe you would put a set of hair clippers in there. You'd go down and fix the girls up, or at least get some tape and tape those ponytails up on top of their head. All right, Osborne up the floor. Oh, my goodness, a bullet pass right past everybody except Quentin Brandon, who's standing underneath the basket, says thank you very much. He's got 5, and it's 71-33. Up the floor, back out. It goes Eaton for 3, and he fills it up. He's got 4 in the ball game now. It's 71-36. 2:02 to go in the third. Osborne up the floor. Drives up, and a blocking foul on Titus Eaton. He says, really? I didn't think that was a call to make. Titus with his third. Team foul number 2. Here comes 3 more Panthers into the ball game. Let's see. Brendan Tubbs back into the ball game. Will Young back in, and William Heck back in. Looking, get the ball into Osborne on the left block. Fall away jumper up on the rim. 2 hops, won't go. Rebound brought down by Holacek. Holacek up the floor to Spinato. Spinato down the lane, dishes it off right to Chance Summers. And a held ball would go to the Wolves.
Not sure where Spinato was going with that. He tossed it right at Summers.
So from the baseline, Spinato will inbound it. Sideline to sideline on the baseline. He kind of surprised Titus Eaton with that inbound pass. He gives it back to Spinato. Holacek, 3 ball left side, up and down. That's 6 for Carter Holacek now. 71-39 up the floor on the right side. Osborne pitches the ball down low to Tubbs. Tubbs to Summers down the lane. The 6'7 junior puts it up and in for 2 more. 73-39, Spinato to the front, top of the key, around a defender, down the lane, tried to scoop it up, and with Will Young standing there and Summers, that's not going to work very well. You got a lot of length there between those two for Mound City.
73-39 your score, Mound City up, 1:13 to play here in the third quarter.
Spinato to inbound the ball, gets it into Holacek again. Off to Spinato, thought about a long one, didn't take it. Minute five to go in the third. Here's a steal ball knocked away. Summers ahead to Osborne, and he will dunk it. Two-hand slam for 45 and 46 for the Mound City senior. He didn't need a full-court run to get that done either, did he? At the other end we go. Spinato, rather that's Merriweather with it. Now back out to Eaton over to Spinato. Polacek, left side corner, 40 seconds to go. Looks inside, and a steal by Will Young. Throw it ahead to Tony Osborne, and he hammers another one home. Back-to-back dunks for Osborne. He's got 48.
You know, he's fun to watch.
Oh, man. Inside.
What a treat.
He tips the ball. It goes over, and a three ball up and down on the far side by Oswald. He's got six. 14 seconds to go. Osborne walking it up the floor. If he shoots a three and makes it, he'll tie the record. Here it is. Up and off the back. No good. Rebound put back off the glass. Up and good by William Heck. He's got six, and Tony Osborne pulls his jersey out of his shorts, and I know I'm done for the night. 79-42, Mound City leads, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the scoreboard here at Mound City High School. We get set to move into the fourth quarter, 79-42. John? Ryland Hall in for Mound City. Start this fourth quarter along with Preston Saxton.
So we got some new numbers out there.
Yeah.
Here's the inbound pass. They get it into Quentin Brandon.
Zimbles is in
Hall.
There yet.
This is Hall. Ball stolen away. Driving lay-in the other end up and good by Kalen Merriweather. So Merriweather starts off with a steal and a lay-in. 79-44. 7:45 to go. In the lane, driving lay-in up and good. That one put in by Keaton Zimbles. He's got 4 points. Hall up here defending against Spinato. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ryland Hall. Hall, a 5'8 junior. That's his first personal.
Why did he stop the clock?
Yeah, it should be running.
That's more than than 30. There we go.
I think it just reminded him here. Debbie just tapped him on the shoulder and told him. All right. On the dribble with the ball is Spinato. Spinato picked up his dribble. He needs help. Ball is stolen away by Ryland Hall. Hall down court with Spinato. Puts it up and good.
Boy, he's pretty popular.
Oh, Mount City fans are going to love that. Ryland Hall off the bench, steals from Spinato. Here's a driving layup. Graves the other end. Ball stripped away from him, knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with East Atchison.
Ryland's a 5'8 junior. He starts on the offensive line for the Panthers in football, and he looks like a guard.
Yeah, he sure does.
A football guard.
Yeah, inbounding the pass. Spinato on the baseline, kicks it down into the corner. Driving in, floating shot is up and off. No good. A battle for the loose basketball. Cameron Oswald was trying to put it back up. Finally, we get a whistle.
Held ball will stay with the East Atchison Wolves.
Spinato will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline, right side, under his own basket, under the backboard, waiting to lob it in. Looks for Merriweather. No, out into the corner. Kicks it out deep to Oswald. He just holds it outside the three-point arc. Up to the top of the key to Graves' free throw line. And Merriweather in the corner on the right side, just outside the three-point arc. Knocked away by Salisbury. Grabbed up by Graves. Driving layup. Graves can't get it. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. And it's going to go against the Mound City Panthers.
Foul on
Ryland Hall, I think, isn't it?
42, that is what he said, yes. His second?
Did you walk early?
Here a minute ago, right?
Okay,
down there.
I didn't mark it down. All right.
Rolled.
Okay, that's right.
Braden Graves at the line, shooting two. The first one is up short, hits the front of the rim. Braden Graves is 1 for 7 from the free throw line. Not having a good night for charity stripe. See if we can get one here. Graves, free throw is on the way up and good. Got that one. I should have mentioned that for him sooner. For
a little bit earlier, you'd have been better.
Yeah, 83-45, Mount City with the lead. Thinking about the three and now taking it deep in the corner, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Who got it, John?
Preston Saxton, number 10, the 5'10 junior.
All right, Saxton's first 2 points. With the basketball is Graves, finds Spinato in the corner. Up to Graves, top of the key for three. Graves got it. Braden Graves hits a three from the top of the circle.
11 for Braden now.
Yeah, you know, East Atchison starting to light it up here a little bit offensively now. They're up to 48 points. Salisbury with the basketball up to the top of the circle in the paint. Ball was dribbled off to the left side. A long two is on the way, put up by Saxton. Doesn't go. Eaton with the rebound up to Spinato. Spinato pushes it down. Ryland Hall reaches in on him, and Ryland's going to get his third personal in under 3 minutes.
Well, Ryland's going to have to be careful. He's going to have to go to the bench. Here comes, all right, for Mound City, Trevor Tubbs back in, and Chance Summers back in. Sitting will be Salisbury and, I believe, Brandon.
Yep. I got Colton Hall into the game. Alex Erickson checking in for East Atchison.
Owen DeRozier.
DeRozier in there.
Trent Kingery is in there.
Okay, with the ball, this is Hall. Colton Hall into the corner. Back to Colton Hall.
And that's
right
Edlund.
Right side of the lane. Edlund. Ball stolen away. Back the other direction comes Mound City. Driving, laying off the glass. Okay, John.
I'm looking for there. It is 21, Randy Keaton Zimbles. And I should know him. He's one of the starters tonight.
Zimbles with 6 points now. And with the basketball, this is Kingery. Into the corner, right side, down to DeRozier. Driving, laying in the paint. Won't go for Erickson. Rebound, Mound City. Ryland Hall gives the ball up now into forecourt to Summers. Summers, top of the key. On the left side, this is Zimbles with the ball. Zimbles again finds Summers. Summers in the paint. Fall away shot is up. Wait a minute. We got a whistle and a foul on the floor, I believe. Foul is going to be called on Owen DeRozier. DeRozier's first personal. Not yet shooting, so the ball will be Mound City's under their own basket.
Gavin Salisbury checks back in along with Quentin Brandon for Mound City here.
All right, they'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Into the corner, that's Salisbury with the basketball. He moves in. Salisbury, fall away jump shot in the corner. Up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good.
Chance Summers.
Summers, okay, Summers got it. John, I appreciate your help on these jerseys, my friend. Colton Hall on the dribble. Hall gives it up top to Kingery. Kingery under the basket, can't get the shot. Again to Hall in the corner. Up to the top of the key, they give it to Erickson. Erickson feeds to the right side. Hall again. Colton Hall, jump shot, 12-footer. Colton Hall up and off, no good. Salisbury with the rebound. Salisbury down court with the ball. 2 minutes, 34 seconds to go. Salisbury takes it into the paint. Top of the key, Summers. Shot is up, off, no good. Salisbury, follow shot, put back up and good. Nice job there by Salisbury, his first 2 points of the ball game. It's 91-48. With 2:18 to go, there's a steal. On the breakaway as Saxton lays it up off the glass. No, couldn't get it. Tried for putback on the tip end, didn't go. And the rebound comes down court. Long down court pass. Erickson. Erickson dribbles up to the top of the key across court to Colton Hall. Around the horn it goes to the left elbow. Now back to the top of the key again on the right side. DeRozier. DeRozier holds it. Feeds it in. The ball gets away underneath from Kingery. Picked up in the other direction comes Mound City's Quentin Brandon. This is Salisbury with a spin move off the glass, up and good. Oh, that was a nice move by Gavin Salisbury. He's got 4 quick points, 93-48. Only question in Mound City fans' mind now is do they get to 100? 131 left to play. There's a steal. Ball is loose. Mound City picks it up. 2-on-1 fast break. A three from the corner on the right side is off, no good. Summers chasing, chasing down the rebound on the near side is Brandon. Long three, Brandon off the rim doesn't go. The rebound to East Atchison. We're down to a minute 13 to play in the ball game. Down court, the pass comes down to Kingery. Kingery lost the handle on it. It got away out of bounds off of Kingery and it'll belong to Mound City.
Ryland Hall back in. Keaton Zembel's back in for Mound City. And Carson Bullock, freshman, enters the game for East Atchison.
Bullock checks in. Setting down will be Colin Headland, number 24, the mysterious 24. 45 seconds to play here. Long pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Put in by Chance Summers. I was able to read the 15 that time.
There you
somehow.
Go.
Summers got the lay in, 95-48. There's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Keaton Zembel. Zembel picks up his second personal.
And that's going to be 1-1, and that's going to run our game out probably.
Yep, he'll go to the line. The clock continues to run, and it's going to end as he's at the line shooting 1-1. 95-48 our score as we stand right now. Will he get to shoot it if the time runs out?
Yes.
Okay. At the line, Alex Erickson. Free throw is up and good. Erickson makes it. He'll have a second shot coming. The buzzer's about to sound as the time runs out, but he'll get to shoot it. And they will end the game right there. He won't
really?
Shoot it. All right. Your final score tonight, Mound City Panthers 95 and the East Atchison Wolves 49. Stay with us. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the Arm Rooster Motor Company post-game scoring wrap on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potsdam Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmland City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then Sure Ag LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at Sure Ag LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. Sure Ag LLC, located in Forest City.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Mound City Panthers post a convincing 95-49 win over East Atchison. It is time now for the post-game scoring recap brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company in Falls City. They've been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Arm Rooster Motor Company of Falls City presenting this post-game scoring recap.
For the East Atchison Wolves, I coach Kevin Dodson's squad. They were led in scoring by Kaylin Merriweather with 13 tonight. Braden Graves had 11. Jarrett Spinato had 8. 6 each for Carter Holacek and Cameron Oswald tonight. 4 points for Titus Eaton and 1 for Alex Erickson for their total of 49 in the ball game. For the Mound City Panthers tonight, they are led by senior Tony Osborne. He had 48 points. Set out part of the third quarter, all of the fourth quarter, and still had 48 points tonight for the Panthers. Will Young in double figures with 10. Then they spread it out. It was 6 apiece for Chance Summers, William Heck, and Keaton Zembels. 5 for Quentin Brandon, 4 for Gavin Salisbury and Brendan Tubbs, 2 each for Preston Saxon and Trevor Tubbs, 2 more for Ryland Hall tonight for the Panther total of 95 points in the ball game.
This post-game scoring wrap brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Arm Rooster Motor Company in Falls City.
We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, a two-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for the game coming up next. It's going to be girls basketball action, the Mount City Panthers and the LeBlanc Golden Eagles after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service, see them in Mound City today.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Girls basketball coming up on the air next here on Sunny 101.3. It will be the Mound City Panthers, and they will be the home team in this girls game tonight, taking on the St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles tonight here in this girls game. The winner will move on to the championship on Friday night. The loser plays for third place, I believe, on Saturday. Let's go ahead while we got the moment. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for this ball game for the St. Joe LeBlanc Golden Eagles. For Coach Jackie Ziesel, she'll go with 5'8 junior Emma Raines, 5'9 junior Tatum Studer, a 5'9 junior Shea Lewis, 5'10 senior Sloan Lewis, and a 5'11 senior Kiana Herrera. Emma Raines, Tatum Studer, Shea Lewis, Sloan Lewis, and Kiana Herrera, the starters for St. Joe LeBlanc. For the Mound City Panthers tonight, Coach Katie Daugherty will go with this starting lineup. It will be 5'9 junior Sydney Meadows, 5'8 senior Kendall Hucks, 6' junior Elizabeth Lowcamper, 5'7 senior Taylor Quilley, and 6' senior Bailey Long. Sydney Meadows, Kendall Hucks, Elizabeth Lowcamper, Taylor Quilty, and Bailey Long, your starter in this girls game tonight on Sunny 101.3. Coming up here later tonight, our final game of the night, the boys game. Rockport takes on Bishop LeBlanc in the boys final game of the night, beginning around 9 o'clock. Right now, we'll take another 2 minute timeout. We'll be back with a tip off of the girls game coming up on Sunny 101.3.